Hi, my name is Matthew Barron, and I invite you to read my book, The Lonely Princess, along with me. You'll know it's time to turn the page when you hear this tone. So let's everyone turn to page one and begin. There once was a princess named Rhonda, who lived in a castle all alone. Princess Rhonda didn't remember her parents. All she knew was the castle. There were no doors into her tower, so no one could go in or out. Food was prepared by magic at mealtimes. Her bed was always made for her, and her clothes always clean. She had everything a princess could want, but she was all alone. When the townsfolk saw her looking out from her balcony, they would bow, then continue on their business. They couldn't see Princess Rhonda crying. But one day, she heard a little voice call to her. "Why are you crying?" Princess Rhonda dried her eyes and looked down to see a smiling little peasant boy. She waved, saying, "I'm crying because I'm all alone." But before the boy could respond, a woman dragged him away, saying, "It's improper for a peasant to look directly at the princess." Princess Rhonda called after them, but they couldn't hear her. She stomped her feet and threw down her toys. Dinner had been set for her, but she ignored it, burying her face in a pillow until she fell asleep. When she awoke the next morning, her toys were all put away, and breakfast was on the table. "Hello?" she heard from the window. She looked out upon the land and saw the peasant boy again, but he was not alone. "My name's Little Jack," he said. "Is it true? Are you lonely in that big tower?" "Will you play with me?" she asked. The townsfolk looked at each other with a surprise. "We thought you had everything you could ever want in your castle." They stacked boxes and tried to climb up to her, but the balcony was too high. Village girls sang for her while men retrieved ladders, each one taller than the next, but nothing could reach her. The next day, a few people came to her and waved, but she was no longer the center of attention. Little Jack was there in the morning, but had gone by noon. The morning after that, she looked out upon the town to find no one. Even Little Jack had abandoned her. She finally turned away from the window and slowly ate her lunch. Something bumped against the balcony. A knotted sheet rose into the sky and fell back down. It was Little Jack. He had not forgotten her after all. He had spent the last 2 days tying sheets together. She caught the end of the sheets, and he told her to tie it on the balcony. Rhonda had never tied a knot before, so Little Jack instructed her to loop the sheet over and under. Little Jack climbed hand over hand, walking his feet up the side of the tower. At last he stood before her. They joined hands and danced in a circle. "What do you want to play first?" she asked. "Hide and seek," the boy said. "How do you play?" He instructed her to hide while she counted to 10. Princess Rhonda scrambled around the room, looking for a hiding place. As Little Jack said 10, she dove under the bed. Little Jack looked in the closet and behind the furniture, but couldn't see her, and Rhonda began to giggle. "There you are," he exclaimed. "Now it's my turn to hide." The princess counted to 10, then shouted, "Ready or not, here I come." The room was empty. She looked under the bed, but Little Jack was not there. She looked behind the desk, but he was not there either. Princess Rhonda was all alone again and began to cry. The closet door burst open, and Rhonda screamed with delight when Little Jack appeared, and they danced in a circle again. A wonderful smell wafted from the dining room, and they found not one, but 2 places set for dinner. They weren't quite done with their plates when Little Jack looked towards the window and the darkening sky. "Do you hear that?" Rhonda strained her ears and heard the faint call of a woman. "That's my mom," the boy said. "I have to go." "Why?" Rhonda asked. "We have everything we need here in the castle." "Not everything," he said. I never go to bed without a hug from my mother.
I've never had parents, Rhonda said.
Of course you have, little Jack said. Everyone knows the story of the princess in the castle.
What story? The princess asked.
The king built the castle to keep his baby daughter safe until he returned from the war, but the king never came back.
I had a father?
Of course.
Little Jack, came the call from the window, more urgent now.
The sun was gone from the sky. Little Jack climbed over the balcony.
Don't go, Rhonda begged.
I'll be back in the morning, he said.
Promise?
I promise. Rhonda lay in bed, thinking. She once had a father, but she didn't remember him. He had left and never returned. Would her new friend return?
Footsteps landed on the floor with a thump. Rhonda turned in bed to see little Jack smiling in the morning sun. She leapt out of bed and they danced in a circle. They rushed through breakfast, then took turns going into Rhonda's closet and emerging with all sorts of silly costumes. That night, little Jack again had to go home, and Rhonda was upset.
There is nothing like a hug from your mother, he said.
She looked down at him from the balcony.
What's so great about that?
Find out, he said. She gazed at the ground far below. She had never left the castle before, and the balcony was so high. She shook her head.
I'll be back in the morning, he said, and ran into the village.
Princess Rhonda stared after him, wondering which little house he lived in. The next day was much the same. Rhonda never had so much fun before she met little Jack, but again night came, and little Jack had to leave. She looked longingly over the edge of the balcony, and little Jack called up to her.
Come with me, he said. You know you want to.
She took a deep breath and slowly brought her legs over the edge of the balcony, while little Jack held the sheet from below. She dropped to the ground. She had done it. She was outside the castle. They grabbed hands and danced in a circle. Then she chased him into the village. Dust rose with each step. She had never run on the ground before. When people saw her, they bowed and greeted her with surprise. When little Jack's mother saw her, the woman ran about her house tidying up. Her tiny home had never been visited by a princess. Rhonda giggled. She had never seen anyone clean before. It had always been done for her. Rhonda lay in a spare bed in little Jack's room. The sheets were rough and itchy. She stared in awe as little Jack was tucked in. At last, it was her turn. Little Jack's mother tucked the sheets around her and wrapped the princess in her big arms. It was warm and nice, but was it really so much nicer than sleeping in the castle? Rhonda still couldn't understand why little Jack preferred this to staying in the castle with her. The next morning, she found little Jack making his bed. The beds are always made in the castle, she said. They waited for little Jack's mother to toast some bread and scoop out oatmeal for breakfast.
I never wait for food in the castle, she said. It is always just there.
At last, breakfast over, she said, let's go back to the castle and play. She ran outside, but little Jack called her back, saying, you're going the wrong way, and the princess blushed. They emerged from the village, and Rhonda kept looking up, expecting to see the towers of her home. But the sky was empty. Where the castle had been the night before, there was only a pile of mud and stones. Without you to serve, little Jack said, the magic of the castle must have faded away.
But this is my home, she shouted. It's all I know.
You can live with me, he said. She ran back the way they had come, wailing in a way that made the hair rise on the backs of the villagers' necks. They had never seen anyone cry like that. Let alone a princess. Little Jack's mother was waiting for them. Princess Rhonda leapt into her arms and was surrounded by her warmth.
Don't cry, princess, the woman said. You can live with us. I will be your mother, and you can play with little Jack every day. You will never be lonely.
Princess Rhonda wiped her tears on mother's sleeve.
Those arms felt as safe as the walls of her tower. Little Jack had been right. There was nothing like a mother's hug. Princess Rhonda was never lonely again.
I hope you enjoyed reading The Lonely Princess with me. You can read along with me anytime you like. Just hit play. This is Matthew Barron. Until next time.